It is the review. Dan Morgan and Neil Atkinson to have a bit more of an in-depth chat about Liverpool 2, Arsenal 1 from a hotel lobby in Philadelphia the morning after the game. We were both there, which is great because we
very
were able to talk about it in a lot more detail at the time as well. So at the very top, I think before the game, we were both mindful of Arsenal's strong pre-season already from what we knew. We see the lineup particularly strong from them. I think there's a question in hands who doesn't play tournament football for them this summer, considering how many they've got back now already. But that said, when you get our lineup through, the thing that stands out is Shabazz Lightdeeper. Jones being on the team sheet for one is another. And I think the thing that really pleased me about that is they've just kept it in house. You know, it's one of those that it's not an issue. He'll be out next game. We're not going to make it a thing. You know, we're going to have to talk about it. But I think the Shabazz Light thing poses a deeper question about flexibility as a concept and what players might be flexible in terms of the positions going forward and what players might be more stuck in terms of how the manager sees them in this shape and whatever that shape is.
Yeah, I think the first thing that grabbed me, Dan, is it's now two games on the bounce and three if we count Preston, where it first and foremost appears that he's just started with what would be his first 11 for the game if it was competitive. And I think that that's telling at this point. I don't think there's one in there really where he's looking at something. I think the nearest you can sort of get to that arguably is, could he do something different around Carvalho? But at the minute, it feels as though Carvalho is, and this is weird because they play two very different positions, but Carvalho is selected ahead of Endo in this one in terms of, you know, he's dropped Shabazz Lai in. He could have done something clever around that if he wanted to, but he didn't want to. And he clearly wants to get Jota on the pitch as well to look at it. And he speaks post-match about, we get to see what it looks like when there's a centre-forward. And he talks Jota up post-match as well in terms of his movement.